Diabetes in pregnancy is on the rise in Australia, according to a report released last week by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, the AIHW. Gestational diabetes is defined as difficulty handling sugar in your blood, which either begins or is first recognised during pregnancy. It can cause significant problems for the mother and the baby. And while the problem usually goes away after the baby's been born, women who've been diagnosed with gestational diabetes are at increased risk of type 2 diabetes later in life. Mardi Templeton was one of the team who put together this AIHW report.
Well, this is the first time that this has been done at a national level. Our report found that in 2005-06, approximately 1 in 20 women who gave birth in hospital had a diagnosis of gestational diabetes. So that's about 12,400 women. Between 2001 and 2005-06, the number of new cases of gestational diabetes increased by just over 20%.
And what was the reason for that?
It's possible that it's a combination of increasing number of risk factors, such as overweight and obesity and the older age of women having children, as well as better diagnosis and screening. So more women with the condition are being diagnosed.
So it may be a diagnostic phenomenon rather than a real increase.
We can't really say from the data. We don't have data on the number of women who are being screened.
Because you also found that it increases with age. The age itself is a risk factor for gestational diabetes.
That's correct. So about 1% of women in the 15 to 19 year age group had a diagnosis of gestational diabetes, and 13% of women aged 44 to 49 years. The 30 to 34 year age group has the most number of gestational diabetes cases, more than a third, but they also have the highest number of births.
When you think diabetes, you think of Indigenous communities, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. What did you find there?
Well, Indigenous Australian women have about 1.5 times the rate of gestational diabetes compared to other Australian women, so it is much higher. When you look at women aged under 30 years with gestational diabetes, when you look at the Indigenous population, over 50% of the total number of gestational diabetes cases in their population occurred in women under the age of 30, whereas among other Australian women, it's only 30%. So it's just showing for Indigenous women, they tend to have it at a younger age than other Australian women.
But they're also having the babies younger too, so you're not
that's
quite sure
correct.
How much of that's involved.
It's most likely because they are having the majority of babies at a younger age.
What about ethnicity? Because some ethnic groups, like Indians, for example, are at high risk of diabetes overall. Did that sort of thing play out in your statistics?
Yes, it did. For overseas-born women, they had about twice the risk of Australian women. But when you break it down into the four highest risk groups, that's Polynesia, Southern Asia, Middle East and Other Asia, they had between 2 to 3.4 times the risk of Australian-born women. And women in Southern Asia, so the Indian subcontinent, they had 3.4 times the risk of women born in Australia.
Makes it more important than ever for all women to have their sugar checked during pregnancy. Mardi Templeton is at the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare in Canberra.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.